live here. Gerald Celente with us 5 minutes to the next hour. He is the editor and publisher of the Trends Research Journal. And you can visit his site at what? Trendsjournal.com or trendsresearch.com. It's excellent. You got the Rothschilds and Rockefellers merging. That happened a month ago, a sign that the whole world's coming together under this. They're announcing a banking dictatorship worldwide. They're butchering our liberties. How does Iran tie into that and the storm clouds there? And what do you see happening in the election?
Well, on Iran, I have to tell you, I'm quite upset about what I just saw. In Florida, they're running ads, campaign ads, featuring Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, warning about that red line, and no one's to tell Israel that they have a red light, and how Iran's this great threat. I want to read to you a quote from our Autumn Trends Journal. It just went out last week. Mr. Prime Minister, you want a crude, rude, unprecedented, reckless, and risky intervention into the U.S. elections. Who are you trying to replace? The administration in Washington or that of Tehran? That, Alex, was from Shaul Mofaz, the head of Israel's Kadima party. That's the second major party. Could you imagine that a foreign power is injecting themselves into our American election? Where are the prostitutes saying what an outrage this is, that somebody should be running ads and telling us that we have to support Israel unconditionally? This is running on, and I'm going to make this clear, I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm not in favor of supporting anybody outside of America. I'm Italian. That's where my money would go first, but I don't want it going there either. So to have this going on, so where is the election going? It's right at the wire. We had changed our forecast. We had believed that Obama was going to win. Now we don't know, and I'll tell you why. Because it's all about performance. Look at what happened. Obama bombed. He was lackluster in the first debate. His poll numbers shot down. Why? Because it's the presidential reality show. There is no substance. So the second debate, he does better. His poll numbers move up. What did he say of substance? What did Romney say of substance in the last debate? How about nothing? There was one guy, Obama, trying to defend a track record that's undefensible. And then we have Romney with a plan that has no plan. So here's what the campaign debates have come down to. They get asked a question. And then what they do is they repeat the question, and after they repeat the question, they go, and kick into the same damn campaign speech we've been hearing over and over for over a year. So all it is about is performance. Look at the language that they use after that so-called debate that was hosted by Candy Crowley from the Cartoon News Network, CNN, featuring Mouse Blitzer, ACDC 180, and the rest of the Crown crew.
Stay there. Long segment coming up. Gerald Celente, and I've been up for more than 24 hours, so I'm a little dingy. It's trendsresearch.com and trendsjournal.com. Trendsresearch.com and trendsjournal.com. Invaluable. And you get the magazine there as well. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente to get into where he sees things going now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now listen, we covered this yesterday. It's all over the news. Nobel Prize winning for economics, Joseph Stiglitz, former head of the World Bank, chief economist there. Says, hey, you know, it's the depression in Europe, it's going global. Wow, well, Gerald Celente's been saying that for 4.5 years, so have I. But they said we left the recession 4 years ago and everything's great. Wow, did you see those new unemployment numbers? Oh, yeah. I mean, it is literally ridiculous. I mean, they can tell us the moon is made out of, you know, licorice next or Swiss cheese. And here's Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com, joining us. And, again, hands down, he is everybody's favorite guest. So you want him, you got him. Right here, and we don't do pre-interviews. It's whatever he basically wants to cover and, you know, points I want to ask. But Gerald, I just got to ask you. I mean, it's coming to a head with the TSA. They're now at highway checkpoints taking people into trailers and grabbing their genitals. I mean, I don't fly now, basically, unless I have to because of it. I won't fly with my wife and kids because I can't put up with it. And now they've got army checkpoints popping up, not just drills everywhere. I mean, we're going into martial law. They're just not going to call it that. Jumbotron's going up at Mall of America, Walmart saying don't trust anyone but Big Sis. Obama announcements to people's phones. I mean, we are going into a science fiction system. Why is the ruling class turning the heat up 1,000 times? I mean, this is just, I feel like I'm in fantasy land right now.
Well, we said when the crash began in the panic of 08 that we said that after all of the recovery failed, they would take us to war. And taking us to war takes its shape in different ways. And the war now is to control the people. Look at the numbers that just came out 2 days ago. Oh, violent crime is up 18%. What a shock. Blow me away. How could that have happened? You know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And by the way, before we go on, I want to thank you so much for all you're doing, for how hard you and your team are working and how dedicated you all are. And I'm listening to that lineup of guests that you have. And there's nothing in any of the media, mainstream or otherwise, that could match a ticket like that. And so thank you very much for what you're doing. And it also came into my mind many, well, about 4 years ago about that you did that expose on Obama when everyone was still drinking the Kool-Aid called the Obama deception. And I encourage everyone to take a look at that because it fit right in with our motto, the signature of the Trends Journal, history before it happens. And that's what you did with the Obama deception. With myself and others that were on there, we showed the history of how this would play out when he just started playing the role as commander in chief. And then, before I answer your question, please, after I get off the air, we'd like to also contribute to keeping this money bomb growing so you could have the best equipment, the best satellite hookups, and get this message around the world. Because as Joseph Stiglitz said, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, yeah, it's crashing over there in Europe. No kidding. I would have never guessed. Couldn't be because they have 25% unemployment in Greeks. No. Couldn't be because 80,000 people took to the streets yesterday in Greece protesting again, the fourth one this month. No, no, that had nothing to do with it. Couldn't be because of those millions of Spanish that are taking to the streets virtually weekly and circling the parliament because of the poverty that's being imposed upon them, the money grabbed being taken from them and given to the banks. No, no, that would have nothing to do with the depression. They only have 25% unemployment officially, over 50% unemployment for the young people in the country. So the whole system is collapsing around the world. Oh, I forgot. The wars in Libya. You remember that humanitarian mission? Hey, I saw the commander-in-chief yucking it up with John Stewart. I didn't watch it. I only watched the clip. Yeah. The commander-in-chief sitting on a cheap two-bit clown show talking about foreign policy. Would you imagine Eisenhower sitting there? That's how low the bar has fallen in America. And check it out. Obama says about Libya and the problems that they had. We're going to fix it. Oh, yeah, you're going to fix it. Hey, just like you fixed it in Afghanistan with the 30,000 troops that you sent over there. And what did they do? Oh, they got killed, a lot of them. Wiped out a lot of people. Oh, it didn't make the front page of the toilet paper of record yesterday. It was buried on page 12. They killed another three little Afghan children. But who cares? Because it's the presidential reality show. So the whole thing is collapsing, and what are they doing? They're distracting us at every moment. Last week it was Big Bird. This week it's about Romney's binder. And no one is speaking about the issues. Both of these little boys are just going on all the talk shows, all the yucking it up. I love the way they laugh. They were criticizing Biden for his behavior when he was debating Ryan, you know. The Cheshire Cat against the mouse. That's what it looked like to me. And here's Biden. Check it out. Go to the, look at the dinner that Obama, the Al Smith dinner, and Romney were out yesterday. And you see the picture. Now, I used to work in politics. That's what they do. They're a bunch of phonies. It's always, and all the stooges around them laugh on cue. So it takes it to the bigger level about you talking about all these leaders in all these different positions that are leading us to destruction. It's the same in Germany with that Merkel. It's the same over there in Spain with Rajoy. It's the same over there in Italy with Three-Card Monty. It's the same everywhere. It's the club, and they're destroying us. And the big news today that, hey, we got to talk about Romney's binder. Oh, and I love the other one, his boy Tag. I love the names, Mitt Tag. Yeah, you're it. He was going to come down there swinging. Oh, yeah, swinging at Obama. What was he going to do, toss a swing at him? These guys never fought a day in their lives. All they are big mouths, so it's not making the news. Just a minor little story. Doesn't make much difference. They just did a deal yesterday, today, in Europe, in Brussels. It's happened. The banking systems have merged. They have now taken control, sovereign control, over all of the banks throughout Europe and have now put it under the one bank in Brussels. Now it's a new central bank. There is a new world order. No, it's not the Illuminati. You don't have to go find it someplace hiding. It's in front of everybody's eyes, Alex. The New World Order is the banking order. It's an old world order. They kind of try to cover it up, and they're covering it up again. This is not news that's making the news.
And as you said, it's in the paper, but in the back of it, it's like, oh, yeah, and now the country's all sovereignty will be given to the private bank, and that's the way it is, and you're going to take your taxes and pay it to foreign bankers and tell you how lazy you are. How's that sound? And they call it a world government and brag they've conquered us, and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, as you know, Financial Times has reported, they just merged their holdings. So it's a global government, global merger happening right now. We'll be back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade.
We are the GCN Radio Network. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Center, trendsresearch.com, and publisher of the Trends Journal, joins us, and I love the new cover of the new journal that just came out. It's a guy in a suit with a presidential-looking tie, the dark suit with two heads, and the two-headed ogre, of course, is Romney and Obama. And never before have there been so little differences between these two guys. Gerald, look, everything you saw coming many years ago, you know, been a best-selling author for several decades, forecasting trends. I mean, I guess, what is it, number one New York Times bestseller before? You've really proven that you understand where things are going because you've worked as a consultant, you worked, I guess, as a lobbyist, you've worked in government, you've, you know, been a successful author. You've done so many different things. Where do you see it going specifically now that so much of what you've broken down has now been accurate, fine-tuning or looking out into the future? More and more, it looks like the really bad scenarios where we're going instead of just the, nasty scenario, really bad. Really serious. You've got a general decadence in a lot of people. They're still hardworking, decent people that aren't criminals that are holding up society. Government is becoming more and more insane and unaccountable. I saw a case yesterday. In fact, guys, I printed it. Will you just type in child suspended iPad? And the children were suspended, a bunch of them in the class. It was in the Huffington Post and other places. Because the teacher's iPhone synced with the class iPads they had and saw her breath that she'd sent her boyfriend. And they said, well, you still shouldn't have seen it, even though it's our fault. She's not in trouble. You're in trouble. Or here in Austin, the people call 911 because their husband, you know, the father's having a seizure. And cops get there first. They send a fire truck, you know, all this stuff now. And they get there and they go, stop having a seizure and start tasering him until he had a heart attack. Well, the guy was unconscious. And they're not getting in trouble. I mean, I saw an article out of England where it was like a, you know, almost 80-year-old guy who had a stroke, no criminal record, a scientist with a white cane who's blind, can barely walk, and the police didn't say halt, stop, anything. They just tasered him. And they said, well, that's okay. I mean, it's a bunch of sadist and crazy people in charge now. They're pushing out any good people, and it's just getting crazier and crazier by the minute, and I just don't see where it's going to go from this point. I've seen other civilizations go through decadent cycles. They're nothing like this. Because technology is going to allow fraud to go so much further. I'm not against technology, but it does have that manifestation that, I just can't believe everything that we've basically broken down is so accurate, and that if there's any criticism of you or I and other experts we have on, because I have people on that are accurate and piercing and you know, have records of being accurate, not, you know, not establishment liars. But still, it's sick to be right. So, I mean, you get the gist of what I'm saying. It's just a marvel at what we're witnessing.
No, we've never seen anything like it. And again, you know, I'm talking about, I call it the presidential reality show. What American could be proud to be an American after watching these debates? This is it. An empty suit and a stuffed shirt, an emperor with no clothes, and a vulture capitalist that craves power? Listen to what Eisenhower said, that any man that seeks the presidency is either a egomaniac or crazy. You don't seek this. You like a George Washington. You don't. They want you. You don't go seek it. Romney's been running forever. Is Obama really playing president? I mean, this cat's out there with his sleeves rolled up every damn day doing a campaign gig. You and I know, I mean, we're running businesses. You can't do this. Who the hell's running your show? You got a whole country to run, and this guy's on the campaign trail. It's so serious, but people refuse to see it for what it is. As I mentioned, when you looked at that debate, that so-called debate the other night, and look at all of the coverage, all it was about, you know, Obama came out swinging. It was, you know, it was bitter from the beginning and fighting and blah, 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 blah. But how about the policies? What did they talk about? What did they say that they were going to do? And there's not a dime's worth of difference. I can make a point to prove it. Romney comes out and says, more clean coal. Oh, clean coal. Great. That's like being almost pregnant, isn't it? I got enough. More fracking. More. And Obama hasn't opened up enough public lands. I'm going to open it up for more fracking. Oh, and more opening up of those pristine areas for drilling and get that pipeline running down there from the tar sands through Canada. What does Obama do? He one-ups him. He calls out Romney for closing down a coal-burning plant when he was governor of Massachusetts. So this is what we have. When it comes to more war, each one talks tougher than the other. So when you're saying where is the nation going, it's right in front of us. It's going down the crapper by two little boys that try to play tough out there on the stage that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. And this fat mouth Romney, I've had it with him, talking about bombing this country, bombing that country, while Romney spent 2 years running away from the draft in Vietnam, missionary Mitt in France. Imagine being a Mormon missionary in wine-drinking, cigarette-smoking, caffeine-addicted, Brigitte Bardot-loving France. No wonder why he got punched out when he was over there. And he did. So here's a draft dodger and telling us what we should do. And by the way, here's my... Oh, and Obama. I love when Obama goes into commander-in-chief mode. Twice he reminded us, I got Osama bin Laden. And by the way, who is this guy, Al-Qaeda? I thought Al-Qaeda was dead after they got Osama.
Well, I'll tell you where Al-Qaeda is. They're putting him into Syria and Libya. And that's my question. Romney saying, hey, we're going to get you, Russia. Our troops are in a proxy war in Syria. That's now admitted. Fighting with Al-Qaeda. Even the New York Times, months after it was out, admitted it, you know, this Monday. So now it's true. Kind of like when Stiglitz says it's a depression. Well, now, oh, my gosh, it's true because they say so. Yeah, because they control reality. But, I mean, the craziness of our troops fighting by Al-Qaeda in Syria, and then Hillary says, we've got to go into Syria, they're Al-Qaeda, and we got to go into Iran, they're Al-Qaeda, knowing Iran is Shiite, archenemies of Al-Qaeda. I'm not defending Iran. They talk to us because they know, Gerald, the general public doesn't know how to find their butt with both hands.
You got it. You got it, and that's what they do. So where is it going?
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, this is the other thing where I have a real beef. You're spending this baloney, nothing, moronic presidential reality show. They're spending $2.5 billion with a B, in advertising. You know where the advertising's going. That's to pay the prostitutes. You pay the prostitutes to do your dirty work. So, here we have the prostitutes, whether it's the Guy Lear or Candy Crowley or the last one. Where do they come up with, I got the questions, and I decide what I'm going to ask. Hey, how about the rest of us? What do you mean?
Hey, don't talk bad about Aleister Crowley. He's got a lot of followers.
What?
I'll call her Aleister Crowley. No, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Here they are, Alex. The networks are running the campaigns. Let's get this straight. They're getting all the money to run the ads. All the debates are being run by the networks. They used to be the debates. Most people are too young to remember. They used to be run by the League of Women Voters. That's right. Before the Democratic and Republican Mafia took it over. This is just a stage two-bit show. They're delivering nothing. Nothing of substance comes out of these. Again, it's the same campaign rhetoric. So where's it going? I mentioned the rise in crime. It's up 18%. Violent crime is up 18%. How about the new housing numbers that came out today? Whoop! They're down almost 2%. You look at the unemployment numbers that you keep mentioning and just mentioned. Oh, they readjusted them. They went back up again. You're looking, what, about 388,000 people a week? A week going on unemployment? You look at one issue after the other. There is no recovery. It's a cover-up. So now let's see what else is going on. Oh, isn't it great? They have China and Japan fighting each other. Hey, sound familiar? Couldn't be because the United States is opening up bases over there in Australia. They've announced that they're, after being defeated in Afghanistan and Iraq, destabilizing the Middle East.
Hey, let's take on China. They got thousands of nukes and 1,300,000,000 people. Let's start a fight with them.
Exactly. We failed over there. Let's fail real big. Let's get Japan, our little proxy puppet over there, and have them steal a two-bit island, say that they paid for it, so they could start clashing between each other. And boy, this thing's coming down big. The Chinese aren't letting it go away. And think of the stupidity of the psychopaths. China's one of Japan's biggest markets. Now the people in China aren't buying Japanese stuff. And remember what I said, and you see it happening. The crash of 29, the panic of 08, same. The panic's followed by depression. We're in a depression. Oh, even Stiglitz says it now. Currency wars. Listen to the head of the financial, head of the Brazilian government, the finance minister, Mantega. We're in a currency war. The United States, Europe, China, they're all devaluing their currencies. China just lowered interest rates twice in the last week and a half. They're flooding money into the system to prop it up. Currency wars, same thing. Panic of 08, crash of 29. Depression, currency wars, trade wars. You hear Mittens and you hear Obama bashing China. The trade wars are heating up. World War. How many more pieces have to be put together? We talked about what's going on in Spain, what's going on in Greece, what's going on in Portugal. Millions of people are taking to the streets in desperation. They have nothing. They have nothing. Oh, and this banking deal that was just done in Brussels, you know what the European Stability Mechanism means in outside of white shoe boy language? It's very simple. We're going to tax you more. We're going to cut your pensions, your benefits. We're going to raise your retirement age till after you die. We're going to take every penny that you have. We're going to buy worthless bonds with the money. Oh, and we're going to deposit it directly into the accounts of the bankers. And we're going to pay them interest for the money they lost in between.
Yeah, so we bail out. Explain that slowly, though. We bail out the mega banks. The media tells us we're lazy and that we're in debt. 90%+ of the money goes directly to the bankers, who then bail us out, but then the money goes back to them because we bailed them out. It's fraud within fraud within fraud. It makes Bernie Madoff look like a saint. And the general public doesn't care because they think Al-Qaeda is hiding in their underwear.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you, and then keep piling on to that one. And then we heard the Grand Madame, Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF.
You're not working hard enough, you scumbag people in Greece. Enough of your kids aren't starving to death. Your tourism hasn't imploded enough. Give me more money. You need to work 6-7 days a week.
And pay your taxes. As she doesn't pay a penny in taxes.
Oh, because the EU wrote the rules where the bureaucrats don't pay taxes.
Exactly.
Just like the big banks don't pay taxes. Oh!
You use the word, by the way, also in the debate, the issues that they talked about, none of the major issues, and you just use the word so now I could say it. What they talked about in that last debate, so much about gun control. People have no jobs. They're losing their homes. Elderly people can't pay their property taxes, school taxes. They're throwing them out of their houses. They're taking them. Kids are going to college. 50% of them are getting out and they're taking, they get the jobs, have jobs that are paying high school level wages. These are facts. And we know what they're talking about, gun control. Let's talk about 20 minutes on gun control and contraception. And I realized why Obama and Romney spoke so much about contraception. Because the word you just used, Both of them are scumbags. That's what they talk about. None of the big issues. So, as we're looking around the world and what's going on, we're at war. There's a war in Yemen, a war in Bahrain. Syria, they destroyed Syria. And who's destroying it? The United States and the Arab Little League. And by the way, IMF is International Mafia Federation. That's what it is. They take your money. They're the loan sharks of last resort. Then you have, as I mentioned, all the other wars going on. They're taking us to war. You keep talking about it over and over again, how they grope us, how they surveil us, how they demean us, how they keep pushing us down so we have no dignity, courage, respect, or integrity left and bow to their wishes. That's what's going on. It's in front of everyone's eyes, but no one wants to call a spade a spade.
And it's building towards a crescendo now. I mean, they're rolling out the troops on the streets, the TSA, the forced inoculations of kids. That's totally illegal. All over the country, they're just shooting kids out of public schools. I mean, government has put out the green light. They're not going to get in trouble for Fast and Furious. They've just put the green light out. Hey, it's time to just go crazy.
Yeah, and oh, you haven't seen any heads roll on Wall Street. I love it. They're all talking about, you know, what has to be done on what. They have a free hand. Oh, and by the way, one of the reasons that's given why John the Slime Corzine was never even brought in for questioning, besides him being a bundler for Obama, besides him being the former CEO of the Goldman Sachs gang, besides him being the senator and governor of New Jersey, the same law firm that represents MF Global is the white-collar law syndicate, one of the top ones in the country. And you know who used to work there? It's such a surprise. Eric Holder, our attorney
general. Oh.
Yeah. Couldn't be. No. How dare you insinuate that?
He's a good man.
Yeah. And just because they're doing business with MF Global, and that's the law firm that he came from, the whole thing is one club. It's not a revolving door. It's one door. It's the banking door. Hey, you know that cover that we had on the Trends Journal that got so much popularity, that wonderful Anthony Frieda cover.
Yes, we'll punch it up.
Right, whipping the money changers out of the temple. Think about it, Alex. This has been going on as old as civilization.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're here. We're live. A very upsetting interview with David Icke. It's painful because so much of what he's getting into with the Jerry Sandusky and other top BBC, you know, hosts and people caught in giant pedophile networks connected to the royal family, mainstream news. I mean, it's just confirming everything. Prince Charles saying basically he's Dracula reincarnated. I mean, it's just all it's way too crazy. And it's all right there. And you've got you know, this Jimmy Savile, the guy that helped children in England, who was an obvious pervert, weirdo, said, called the kids little slaves, sordid boast at the dark truth about a friend, Jimmy Savile, by the biographer who tried to unmask him, and now it's all coming out. It just absolutely blows me away that we let evil people get into positions of power. That's why you end up getting human sacrifice in every culture. It's because the very, very worst get into control, and they just seek to do absolutely horrible things. And now all the wars and the torture and the secret arrest and the warrantless wiretapping and the all of it coming to a head. By the way, we covered the headline yesterday. As the Stiglitz has come out, the Nobel Prize winner, and said Europe's in a depression. I thought Gerald Celente and I were pessimist porn dealers for pointing out this was happening. So more and more of it is all admitted. And they're really gearing up towards Iran. They've cut off the Iranian cable network in Europe. All the previous saber rattling, that didn't happen. So that's a big sign, and you've got the big proxy war to bring down Syria. Then they go into Iran. That's always been the plan. It looks like we're headed into very serious times, whether it's this year or early next year. It'll all basically implode by April, but you could have cities burning and you know, whatever, and then the news would say, well, you know, unemployment's at 0% and government loves you and everything's fine. And this is the greatest time of your life. I mean, they could be lowering your dead kid into a coffin in the ground and they'd say, look, your child's dancing beautifully. You know, it's just all pure lies shoveled at us, an empire of lies by a bunch of control freaks. and Jerry Sandusky types running around having their way with us. I mean, I personally have had enough. I personally have had enough on so many fronts that I don't even know, you know, what to say anymore. It's just over the top, and we're going to be talking with Gerald Celente, who's been gracious enough to join us coming up in a moment.
I'm a jolly banker, or the banker's lament. You can call it either one you want to. And let's see here how that goes. I'm trying to sing it then. My name is Tom Cranker, and I'm a jolly banker. I'm a jolly banker, jolly banker. I safeguard the farmers and widows and orphans, singing I'm a jolly banker, jolly banker. Sailing and crops they are failing. I'm a jolly banker, am I? I check up your shortage and bring down your mortgage, singing I'm a jolly banker, am I? When money you're needing and mouths you are feeding, I'm a jolly banker, am I?
Gerald, is that the song you're talking about, Jolly Banker?
Christ for President is the song. That's the name of the song, Christ for President.
Christ for President. Well, we'll find that one. Yeah, this is Woody Guthrie, Jolly Banker, but we'll find Christ for President and play that later. Gerald, continuing here, I mean, there's so much to talk about. What's your take on the Iran thing? I mean, how fast that could happen? I guess they want to get Syria out of the way and get Al-Qaeda in charge there. And then I guess in a year after that, they'll be bombing Syria again to get rid of the Al-Qaeda they put in. That's already started in Libya. I mean, where do you see this military madness going?
Well, it's World War III. Will they attack Iran? I don't know. You know, who knows? But as I say, if they do, our lives won't be worth anything anymore, because you know how they say, Alex, that generals always fight the last war?
Yes.
They're doing it again. They're fighting the last war. And if there's a war against Iran, these are the Persians. There's 70 million of them. Very intelligent people. This isn't Iraq with 26 million people and a very different country. This is a very sophisticated society. You're going to see weapons. You know, when I wrote Trends 2000 back in 1996, I wrote about all the weapons of mass destruction, all the suitcase-sized nukes that were being sold on the black market when the Soviet Union fell apart. They're still out there, and they're more sophisticated. So the next war is going to go, you know, boom goes London, boom Paris. You're going to see suitcase-sized nukes blowing off. You're going to see dirty bombs. You're going to see weapons of mass destruction, biological warfare. It's going to be uncontrollable.
Gerald, if you were on, you know, national TV, which isn't what it used to be, the ratings have dropped. But let's say you were talking to, you know, millions of people, which you are, but folks that weren't informed. What would you say in the 5 minutes we have left? What would you say to them about, you know, changing the direction we're going or where it's going if we don't change it?
I will say that, but I just want to finish that thought I had to say about a big deal when the ambassador gets killed.
Sure.
You know, when Sergeant Rodriguez gets blown up and gets killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan, when Tammy White gets her brains blown out by a sniper in Afghanistan, when somebody else, you know, Michael Smith, the lieutenant, he gets killed by a rocket-propelled grenade, the president, the secretary of state, nobody shows up. They don't even show the coffins on TV. But when the ambassador gets killed, boy, oh boy, the whole crew comes out. The world stops. The embassies are all. But when anything happens to us, it doesn't matter. And I'm saying that because it leads into your next question. What could change it? The whole system is built upon making them look better than you or me. And what I say to everyone right now, that the only way that the change is going to come is when you make the change. It has to start with the individual. We all have unique gifts. You have yours, they're a parent. And everybody has to rise up to keep making your unique gift greater and greater. I have a friend of mine, Sonny Rollins, the great jazz saxophonist. He's in his 80s. He gave me a quote from one of my books, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. He practices every day. He practices every day getting better at his trade. You don't hope for things to happen. I say this because we're in this campaign cycle that's ending. We're going to be left with a choice of a lesser of two evils. And I'm saying I don't go out with evils. I don't deal with evils. I don't do business with evils. I don't hang out with evils. Why would I vote for an evil to run my life or run my country? So I'm saying that because people don't have the belief that they are as least good as their leaders. So I suggest this. If Clinton can, if Bush can, if Obama can, and Romney can, then you can, and I can. Unless, of course, you think that their mother's better than yours. So speaking for myself, they're not superior to me. The red carpets, all the saluting, I salute, I got one for you. Save it. You're not better than me, and your mother's not better than mine. Let's just call it equal so this doesn't get out of hand. So people have to find within themselves to stop buying into the baloney, raise themselves to the highest levels, because when the collective consciousness changes, Alex, to me, that's the only way it changes.
No, I agree. It's these so-called elites that are dragging us down, and they know it. They're just willing to do horrible things that normal, good, virtuous people aren't. They have desires that we don't have. They're like cancer. Like you said, they're anti, team humanity, and it's time to stop bowing down to them. It's time to get in their face and tell them they're scum and filth. I do that. In fact, my mother's a lot better than them. I don't come from inbred parasites that suck off people. My mother's better than theirs.
Well, I was just trying to keep it equal. You know what I mean? Yeah, of course. What do you think their mother could cook?
No, I mean, these globalists come from a bunch of murdering inbred scum, most of them. Their mothers were pigs.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Gerald Celente, you're awesome. Trends Journal. Everybody can find out more right there at trendsresearch.com. Thank you, my friend, for all the time.
Thank you. Keep it up, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.